Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad you all could tune in with us. As well as joining us in Atlanta at 106 Live, we're glad to have all of you with us as well. We're excited to welcome to our program today Director Slavik. We're going to talk to him not only about his love of being able to bring projects to life, but also what it's been like for him to see the response to his work as well. As a creative, we'll talk to him about what inspires him, and also what you all can look forward to from him next. Slavik, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much for being on with us. And I didn't get a chance to talk to you before the segment began. Is it pronounced Slavik or Slavik?
It's pronounced Slavik.
Oh, it is Slavik. Okay, good. All right. Okay, just wanted to make sure. Well, first of all, you know, congratulations to you on the project that you've been able to do. We're going to tell our audience a little bit later how they can stay connected with you. What has it been like for you as a creative, Slavik, to be able to not only to have an idea, but then to be able to see that idea being brought to life?
Well, it's a very, I guess, interesting feeling because, you know, for the first time, and I've noticed this a couple of times on set, you know, when you have an idea, when you have a vision, something that is just in your head, and it's something that, you know, you only personally kind of experience. And then when you have the crew executing that idea on set, you can see it coming to life. And it's a very kind of like, I mean, I don't know what it's like to give birth, and I probably will never have that chance, but it really feels like that's what's happening, you know, something is really coming to life from nothing, and it's a very interesting feeling because it's not something you experience very often. So,
right.
I think that would probably be the best way to describe it.
Yeah, and Slavik, the thing that I noticed when I was on your website, which is slavmonster.com, we'll remind people of that a little bit later, slavmonster.com, is that you've been able to share this in a lot of different ways. You've been able to do it, of course, you know, in projects like videos, but also commercials and as well as film. I mean, do you find the idea of being able to be, you know, able to do whatever you'd like to in whatever medium you like, that that's one of the things that keeps you excited about the creative process?
I think, to me, the medium doesn't really matter. Every medium has its own kind of context that it comes with, and it has its own, you could say, even industry, portion of the industry. I think you just kind of embrace the, you know, the concept of whatever medium you're working with. I think one of the better examples I can give you about this is when I was in school, when I was in William Patterson University in New Jersey, and I was studying with this incredible teacher who did prints. You know, he was a printing teacher and linoleum prints, basically. And for those who don't know, it's you know, you carve into a linoleum with tools, and then you basically apply ink, and then you print it on paper. And I remember seeing my classmates almost utilize the same thing that they would do in a painting class, almost the same techniques.
Right.
And I realized then that, you know, if that's, you know, painting techniques are for painting class, and, you know, if you're going to be dealing with linoleum printing, you would utilize other techniques. You know, you almost have to really embrace the medium and kind of let the medium kind of guide you in a way.
Right.
And, I think the same thing applies to, you know, whether it's a video, whether it's a film, whether it's a commercial, you kind of have to embrace that.
Right. I think that is so true. So I guess an obvious question would be, and it's a question that I'm always interested in when I speak to creatives like yourself, Slavik, is, you know, finding the courage to be able to do what you like. Because, you know, especially as we're younger, I think we are definitely, we feel more freedom to be able to do whatever and to feel as though we can be whatever. How have you been able to translate that into your art and realizing that you have a particular gift, you have a particular vision, and that not being afraid to be able to try to bring that vision to life?
I think fear, I think, is something that everyone has to deal with, and you know, you have to battle it no matter what.
Yeah.
I don't think anything good comes out of fear. Now, obviously, you can always make good or bad decisions after you get past the fear part of it. I think to keep going, if you're really passionate, maybe the best way to say it, this would be the trick. When I was working on my music film, which took me 3.5 years to complete, I was doing it. There were so many visual effect shots. I was literally for 3.5 years just, tied down to the computer and working away and trying to complete this film. And I went through very different emotions on that project, where at first I was excited, then I was, not motivated, then I was sad, depressed. I loved it, and then back to depressed. I went through, tons of different emotions. But no matter what the emotion was, I still kept going. And I knew that even if you dislike something, even if you hate something, but you're still doing it, then that's your true love no matter what, no matter how you feel about it at the moment. So I think that's, if you can find something that you really feel so passionate about that even when you're hating it, even when it's, giving you the worst time of your life, you're still doing it, then I think that's something you should be doing. That's something you really, truly care about.
Yeah, I think that is so true, and I think that's a great reminder for all of us. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking today with director Slavik. We're talking with him not only about his love of being able to bring projects to life, but how he's been able to do it in a variety of ways, through film projects, through commercials, through videos. I think the other thing that people would want to know is how it all began for you, Slavik. When did you first discover that this was your passion, this is what you wanted to do?
When I was in school, when I was finishing school, and I went to school for strictly animation, I was really into, animating 3D characters, and that kind of was my passion. I always had much bigger ideas. For my thesis project, I wanted to do this grandiose project, which, of course, didn't turn into like a 4-minute short film, because, something that, that's an hour and a half, that takes way, way, way too long. You cannot finish it. But whenever I did anything, I always had like a bigger concept in mind. And once I got a job in industry, I started working on feature films right away. I got really, really lucky. And, I worked on 3 different films, and I wanted to have more creative responsibility. And as I was working on the films, I think it was on Tron when I kind of realized, even though I had a lot of, creative input into the film and, different elements, I still realized that I was not satisfied creatively, and I really needed to kind of do my own ideas, because that would be the only way to kind of satisfy those, those urges. Because you can always talk like, oh, I have this great idea, like it would be cool if I did it. And, once you actually do it, you kind of satisfy that urge, and then you move on to something different, something else excites you, something else interests you. So, I think I always had it within me, but it took me, trying different positions in the industry to kind of realize, no, directing and, concept creation and writing, that's really where, where I breathe in a way. That's really where, I feel the most complete, and I feel like I'm utilized the best.
Right, right. And so, Slavik, along this journey, the interesting thing about you that a lot of people have not experienced, because a lot of us, are focused on just one thing. The great thing about you is that there will be people who will know you for videos who may not know you for commercials. There will be people who will know you, for commercials that may not know you because of film projects you may be able to be a part of. Has that also been one of the great things for you, that you've been able to tap into different audiences just by allowing your creativity to expand to different projects?
I think at the end of the day, because, when I first wanted to be a director, I thought, okay, I want to be definitely a feature film director.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't interested in commercials. I wasn't interested in music videos. I mean, I really enjoyed music videos, but it's not something I really kind of cared about, But I'm like, I have to do feature films. That will be my thing. And as time went on, I realized the beauty of the other mediums, the pluses and the minuses, but the different creative I guess, avenues and explorations that you can do, you know, because in a music video, you can explore something that you cannot do in film, and in film, you will be exploring something that you cannot do in a music video, and the commercial is a total different animal. And those industries are, you know, I don't want to say they're separate industries, but in the way they are, you know, they're very separated, even though they're still visually, you know, it's visual entertainment and visual creation. I think just as you grow and you mature, you kind of start seeing, you know, and appreciating different things. And as you appreciate different things, you get more involved and you have a better outlook. And, you know, you just, like I said, once you like something, you'll, you know, you embrace it, and then you'll grow creatively from a couple of different, you know, perspectives, which is really, really nice.
Right. For sure, for sure. You know, do you find yourself, Slavik, at this point, you know, I ask this question typically of, you know, some of the individuals I interview who are in more so in front of the camera, but do you find yourself kind of driven by the what's next? Because as you are working on one project, going to another, you know, as you're able to take those lessons and experiences from one to the other, does that make you more excited about what you're going to be able to do next?
There was a really interesting idea that I think about from time to time, and that is, it's the idea of, I don't know what I'm going to be doing in the next 4 or 5 months. You know, it's going to be something hopefully interesting, something surprising, something really, really exciting, but
right,
I don't know it. And whenever, you know, 4 or 5 months pass and I am at that point and I'm working on something that I didn't know that I'd be working on before, just looking back, it's a very kind of fulfilling, I don't want to say like prophecy, but it's a fulfilling kind of like an idea, you know, if you're like a playful idea. And as you finish projects, obviously you have to, you know, look back at them and study them and see how you could have done something better. I mean, that's, you know, always, I think any great artist or director, doesn't matter who they are, they will always, you know, look back and see what they could have done better and hopefully be able to utilize those new strengths in the next project, and that's, you know, how growth comes about. But
right,
sometimes, you know, that's not as easy to do. It takes a little bit longer to do it. It all depends. But, you know, new projects, and especially if they're different, especially if you're not doing the same thing over and over, and you're really kind of jumping around, and I think that's what I've been fortunate enough to do, where I'm able to kind of explore different things that excite me at that time, that creates a very, like I said, it's very interesting because I don't know what I'll be doing in the next 3 or 4 months. I mean, I have an idea, but something will pop up that's totally out there that I didn't even think about before. And just that kind of excites me as a, you know, as a person, as an artist.
Right, right. Have you also found yourself, because one of the things I noticed, especially in what you've been able to do with Orange Wolf Pictures, Slavik, is that you understand and appreciate the importance of surrounding yourself with people who are also driven, also passionate, and also never really satisfied, you know, who are always trying to do better and be better. Have you found that to be a part of what we would look at as your success?
I think so. I'm pretty sure, because I really, those are the people that I really, really enjoy, and it's whether somebody I know or somebody I don't know. I started, for example, following directors, you know, mainstream directors, like, for example, David Fincher, who is an incredible, incredible director, and I make sure that I watch every one of his works, and I almost follow him as he's progressing through his own path. And I try to understand, you know, why is he doing something? Like, what is the purpose? What is he trying to achieve? I really, really pay attention. And just to see how he's trying to grow, you know, as a director, and where he's trying, what he's trying to get to, it's very interesting. As far as the people around me, I really, really just naturally get more interested in the people that are always growing, always trying to do something better, and whether to improve themselves or to do something new. I'm just naturally attracted to those people. I can, you know, ask them questions, you know, for hours as far as, like, what they're doing. I won't even be talking about myself at all, because sometimes, these are the people that, you know, not only are you excited for them and their success and their, you know, struggle and their journey, but it really almost inspires you in a way where it makes you better. And hopefully, you know, they get the same thing back from you. And it's kind of like, you know, always helping each other, just moving slightly up one step, you know, ahead, which is really cool. And then, you know, as time progresses, you really kind of can look back and you can kind of see that journey.
Right. I think that is it. I think, and the journey is definitely so important. Again, everyone, we've been speaking with Slavik during this segment. He's a director who's been able to be a part of different mediums and being able to bring his creativity to life in a variety of ways. You've been able to see it, as I've been able to mention here, through films. I mean, some major motion pictures, through commercials, and also in other work he's been able to do. But also, we've been talking about the passion behind it and how he's been able to use that for sure. So talk to us about the what's next. I mentioned that earlier. About, you know, as you're able to work on one thing, you know, thinking ahead, what are some of the projects that you have that are coming up, Slavi?
Well, one of the most exciting things, and I never honestly thought I'd be in this position or be excited about this, even, you know, about 2 years ago, I started a company, an IP, intellectual property company, with my partner, Jack Kasperzik. Jack is a really, really good and old friend of mine. He's an animation director at DreamWorks, and we started the content company where we combined our property. He's also a writer and content developer. He's an illustrator, where I come more from a live-action background. And, you know, we really, really got along. I mean, I think it's very important because I've you know, been around many, many talented people in the industry, and the industry has a lot of incredible artists and incredible people. But I think found somebody, and he feels this way as well, where we're on the same wavelength, no matter what we talk about, you know, whether we're discussing politics, philosophy, current events, ideas, you know, we're on the same wavelength. I mean, we come from different perspectives, but whenever I tell him something, he knows exactly where I'm coming from. He knows exactly the context, you know, that I'm presenting to him. So
right.
we're able to very easily and quickly get to a point where we're on the same page and we're looking, you know, forward in the same direction, and we can move forward. And finally, we combined forces, and the name of the company is Orange Wolf Content. We're ready to launch in about a month, and we have 7 very exciting intellectual properties, and 2 of which we will be pitching. They're episodic TV cartoons. One is called Hello Doctor, the other one is called Daily Mobster. And Daily Mobster is actually something we developed from a blog that he had for about 10 years. If you go to dailymobster.com, you can look at all the characters. And they're both very, very exciting, you know, cartoons, exciting ideas. And when we told anyone about them, they basically tell us, yeah, I'd like to watch that. So we're getting ready to pitch. We're going to try to pitch to Hulu, Amazon, Netflix, whoever else, you know, is willing to listen to us, basically. So really, we've been, you know, we got toys printed for Daily Mobsters. We did 3D printing. You know, we were dealing with creating an outline for the season. You know, things like that normally, you know, it's almost like I'm so used to, you know, writing, directing. Now
sure.
I'm doing all these other things that I normally didn't think I would be doing, but I'm actually really interested in doing them because it's like a change of pace, you know. So this is what's next for us.
Yeah. Wow. So definitely make sure you all go to dailymobster.com to kind of get a feel of what Slavik was just talking about for sure. What a great thing for us to be able to look forward to for sure, Slavik. Thank you so much for sharing that, and thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate you stopping by. Again, everyone, Director Slavik has been our guest for this segment. We've been talking with him not only about the creative aspect of what he's been able to do, but also what it's been like for him to share that with all of you in a variety of forms, and then, of course, to be able to work on new projects like what he's able to do heading to the end of this year. So, Slavik, I mentioned your website earlier, slogmonster.com. Is that the best place for our audience to stay connected with you and kind of keep up with the updates?
Yes, that's an website that I update pretty often. So www.slavmonster.com. And Slav Monster is actually a nickname that was given to me early on in the industry, and I thought it was kind of fun and clever, so I kept it around. And once in a while, people get a kick out of it. Yeah, I generally post my latest projects on there, and you know, that's the best way to contact me or view my work and really get a sense of, you know, what I'm all about.
All right. So make sure you all definitely stay connected with Slav there. And then, Slav, again, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it and looking forward to our next conversation together.
Sorry. Thank you so much for the time as well.
Amen. And we thank our friends at Grapevine PR for setting up this conversation for us today. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Slavik, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I've already tagged Slavik there so you can easily find him there. Just click on that link. Listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.